Hi, Victoria Carrington here with Bible Study with Victoria. This is our Thanksgiving episode. I'm doing just a little mini-series today, tomorrow, and on Thanksgiving about Jesus and his thankfulness. Let's start with the story of Jesus feeding the multitude. There is a story in the Bible, a narrative, about Jesus who, when faced with crowds who were quite hungry, fed the entire group of 5,000 people with one boy's lunch, basically, of 5 loaves and 5 fishes. This was a miracle, how the food became multiplied such that all of the people could eat from such a small amount of food. But what is interesting in this narrative from the perspective of Thanksgiving is that before Jesus multiplied the loaves and started passing out the food, he made sure to give thanks. First, he gave thanks for the bread that the little boy had given through the disciple, and then he gave thanks for the fishes. Now, why is this important? Let's just really set the scene here. What's happening is really some confusion, 5,000 people, some apostles that have no idea what's going on. They're asking, where on earth are we going to get food for these people? The people are restless. They followed Jesus after him doing several miracles nearby. So they're waiting for him to do miracles. Plus, they're hungry. So there's lots of confusion here. Everybody's just probably pressing in on Jesus, wondering what on earth is going on. One of the apostles even said, hey, how on earth are we going to really feed these people? Well, in the midst of all this is very important. Jesus took the time to be thankful. How many times do we feel so rushed? Rushed to eat, rushed to do anything that we're trying to do, that we do not take the time to express our thankfulness to God before we get started, before we eat the food, before we get dressed, before we start our day, thanking God even for giving us the day to get up, for giving us another day of life, for giving us another chance. So Jesus, in the midst of all this probably chaos, confusion, people pressing in on him, he slowed down. You'll also notice in the text, it says that Jesus had the people sit down. He wants everybody to calm down and just to calmly wait for him to give thanks. And then the miracle occurred. The text says that Jesus knew what he was going to do. Even when he asked the apostles, hey, you know, what are we going to feed these people? He knew he was going to do that miracle. But yet he took his time and slowly and methodically gave thanks and then did the miracle. So in faith, he thanked God for what was going to happen, even as he was thanking God for the little bit that was available. He was thankful for all of it. We can learn from Jesus' example. We can learn to be thankful in all things and to take our time to thank the Lord, the one who gives us all of our provision and nourishment, no matter what our situation is. Parents, it's important to instill this in your children that we're never too rushed to give thanks to the Lord. Thank you for listening. Bible Study with Victoria. Please visit me at victoriacarrington.com for more Bible studies and devotionals and downloadables. Thank you.